We're doing the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Mekor Chaim, and we've been learning about voluntary prayer, Tefillat Nedavah. Now, being that we mentioned circumstances where a person errs and prays an extra prayer, so he continues and he says, let's say a person didn't pray Shachris. The guy overslept, the guy... He was busy and he forgot about it. So you know it's not right. You're not supposed to miss praying Shachrit. But let's say a person does. Let's say a person misses Mincha. He's on the subway. And when he gets off, suddenly looks at his watch and he hadn't realized how much he was delayed. It's nightfall. That's it. He missed his Mincha. There can be all kinds of circumstances where a person either couldn't daven or didn't daven. And it wasn't on purpose. It played itself out that way. So then the halacha says that what we can do is we can say another prayer to make up for the prayer we missed, provided that we're going to do it in the very next prayer. Meaning, if a person missed Shachrit, he davens Mincha, and after davening Mincha, he davens another Shmoneh Esrei to make up for the Shachris which he davened. A person missed Mincha, even though come nightfall it's a new day, he davens his Ma'ariv, and after Ma'ariv, he again davens a Shmoneh Esrei to make up for the Mincha that he missed. It's only in the very next prayer that one can make up for a prayer that one missed, and it's only provided that he didn't do it on purpose. You know, if a guy's sitting here and he's doing absolutely nothing, he's drinking his tea, Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam she'hakol nehiyeh bedvaro. And he looks at his clock, and it's Mincha time. And he says, I don't want to go. I don't feel like it. Continues sipping his tea, looks at his watch. Oh, shucks, Mincha passed. 5-10 minutes later, he starts feeling pangs of guilt. Says, you know, I shouldn't have done that. That's not right. Why didn't I daven Mincha? Just because I didn't feel like it? That's amazing. That's a person who purposely didn't daven Mincha. A person like that can't daven Ma'ariv twice. He can't make up that Mincha. It's over. Can't make it up. Let's say a person missed Mincha and he fell asleep. And he wakes up the next morning and he realizes he missed Mincha and Ma'ariv. Or let's say he davened Ma'ariv and right after Ma'ariv he went to sleep and he only realizes the next morning that he missed Mincha. Well, being that it's not the very next prayer, he could only make up Mincha during the period of Ma'ariv, during the nighttime period. By the next morning, he can't make up the Mincha he missed. So, that's the halachos of making up a prayer that was missed. Now, what we do is, let's say you're going to make up a mincha. So you daven Ma'ariv. Now you have to make up the mincha. What we do is we say Ashrei. And then, after Ashrei, you say a Shmoneh Esrei to make up for the mincha that was missed. If a person didn't daven Ma'ariv, after he finishes Shmoneh Esrei of Shachris, he doesn't go straight into the Shmoneh Esrei for the Ma'ariv he missed, but again, he says Ashrei, and then he says his Shmoneh Esrei to make up for the Ma'ariv. So we always introduce that prayer, which is making up for the missed prayer with an Ashrei. We say the prayer we're obligated to say at that time, then we say Ashrei, and we say the extra prayer, which is to make up for the prayer that was missed. Clear?